Thank you, Chairman. We'd like to congratulate you on assuming the office of Chair Rapporteur, wishing you every success in your work. You can certainly rely on our support in order to achieve this shared goal, bearing in mind our mandate. We have made progress in analyzing and discussing the elements that should form the part of this regulatory instrument for PMSEs, but an awful lot still remains to be done. 2021 should be a decisive year in order to get tangible results and guide us towards creating a regulatory international framework, as is the mandate of this group chair. The renewal of the mandate of this working group should be an extra impulse to create an international legally binding instrument which is exhaustive in nature. This is the best way of providing protection for human rights in this area. Opinions on the nature of the instrument are divergent, and we are well aware of that fact. However, there is a real need to have a binding instrument. The creation of such an instrument isn't going above and beyond the mandate of this group. It is, on the contrary, in line with what Human Rights Council members approved. Other measures, binding in nature, should not be overlooked at the same time. They could complement and coexist with this convention. We need to turn again to the work done by the working group on mercenaries, look at that working group's conclusions, deliberations, its thinking broadly, and I think they could shed light on many of the aspects that we indeed will be debating this week. What again, I'd like to thank you and also thank the working group for the work done. And